up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, the show that makes you think, what the hell was I doing before these guys came on the air? We're ready to talk some movies, TV, have some fun along the way, as always. Oscar Buzz, we'll get into that. We got a brand new segment we're debuting here this week. Very excited about that. Put a lot of work into it. But, of course, let's make the introductions. I don't do this alone here. We got two co-hosts. One, of course, is a technical producer. The man beast, the head of the girlslife.com studios, Mr. Mike Rose.
The king of all GarageBand crashes.
Yes, it's a little deja vu going on here. This is the second time we do this. We have some technical difficulties.
Is it Groundhog Day?
Phil.
More like Vusha Day.
First step. It's a doozy. And of course, that voice came from over the coast, usually from Houston, but today's actually. You know, molding around there in good old L.A., California. Mr. Chewy, how you doing, my man?
Greetings from the West Coast, ladies.
West Coast bound, you know, the land of Snoop Dogg.
Dre,
you know. All that good old-fashioned gangster rap, the good old days of rap. Oh, well. memories. So let's get into, before we get into a good discussion of the Oscars, we'll get into, of course, the newest segment here. We start with the worst of the worst. Someone snuck in at the 12th hour review. I didn't think we're going to have this segment this week. But, of course, people just can't help themselves and saying stupid crap over and over again. Whether it be Luc Besson, whether it be Jodie Foster last week, among many others. But not to be outdone, we have the one and only Monique, who is in the news this week. I guess she's filing a grievance, if you will.
Say it, Chewy.
Who? Exactly. Monique, or Nonique, as I refer to her, apparently is calling for
Or no neck.
No neck. Oh, wow. I didn't want to go there, but yeah, sure. No neck. she's calling for, I guess, a ban on Netflix because apparently Netflix is racist or discriminatory against, not against black guys or against women in general, just against black women because apparently. She was only offered a mere $500,000 for a comedy special to air on Netflix. And she was dissatisfied because she felt she should be getting paid along the lines of a Chris Rock, a Dave Chappelle, who garnered $20 million for the shows, and one Amy Schumer, who got $11 million. No need. Let me. This is just for you here, because there's a reason why you're not getting paid that kind of cash, and it's not because you're a black woman, as you insist. It's because you're Nonique, as Chewy so aptly put it. Who, as in the immortal words of The Rock, who in the blue hell is this Rudy Poo coming out with all this noise and. Calling for a ban on Netflix. It's just ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. It is a reason why Monique is not getting paid. That's because she's a black woman, because she's just not as good or anywhere near the level of a Chris Rock, a Dave Chappelle, legends, or I don't like Amy Schumer, but Amy Schumer is a draw. She headlines the show. She headlines her movies, whether you like them or not, and that's why she gets $1 million, $11 million. And Monique, she had a great role in Soul Plane 25 years ago, another movie came out, and that's about all I know of Monique. Besides her fame now, she's trying to get her 15 minutes to buy a Netflix here. And it's kind of a part of a bigger thing, because we were talking about it before, and me and Mike, you know, I know me and Mike is tired of this. I guess people overreact when it comes to this
PC
situation.
BS.
The PC, playing the race card, whether it be the right. Gender or the race agenda card. And this is just another microcosm with a bigger picture here. We had Natalie Portman, who I love. She comes out complaining about there's no female representation in the best director category. It's the Golden Globes. Who cares anyway? But that's a different situation. And we got a conversation about where there's this Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams, who were starring in All the Money in the World, really Scott movie, where it was highly publicized. Well, Kevin Spacey got the axe, and they had to reshoot all of his scenes with Christopher Plummer. Then in a very short time frame, and so they had to call back some of the actors and all that. And we reported that Michelle Williams was getting paid $20,000, whatever it was, dollars, whatever, for her time, and Mark Wahlberg is getting paid $1.5 million. So everyone was like, "Oh, it's because he's a man, and this is typical Hollywood." And
it's because he's got a better agent.
Yes, someone knows.
He's got West Coast representation.
He's got West Coast representation. I mean, he's got Snoop Dogg in there. I don't know what he's got. But he's getting paid. I mean, that's what he asked for, and the studios gave it to him. Well, you might not agree with the money he should earn, but Michelle, like I said, I mentioned before, Michelle Williams is by leaps and bounds a superior thespian over Mark Wahlberg. There's no disputing that. She's great. But Mark Wahlberg's a name. He's a draw. I'm not saying he's a draw for this movie, but his time is more valuable because he's making more movies than she does, and it is what it is, and it has nothing to do with her being a female. If this was Scarlett Johansson, maybe she's getting paid probably around the same amount. Because Scarlett Johansson is a draw. She's a name. So she gets
straight
paid a lot
cash,
more money.
Homie.
In a straight cash, homie. They more awards with Randy Moss. So the whole thing is just getting out of control. And Monique, and it's retarded. It doesn't make any sense. She has no reason to complain. Take your $500,000, which no one's going to offer you. Put your show on, which I'm sure five people are going to watch. And I'm not going to be one of them. I don't know. No one's banning Netflix. Okay, $13 a month.
Girl
goes
cop,
a month.
Buddy.
Yeah, we're not. No one's boycotting. Get the hell out of here, Monique. Really? You got to compare yourself to that? Give me a break. Mike, I know you talked about this before, about this the overreaction. I mean, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I know it ain't just me. I know it isn't just you, but...
No, it's silliness. There's no other way to put it. I'm sick of it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, not everything has an agenda. Not everything is race-related and all that. And not to say that doesn't go on, because yes, it does. It would be naive or ignorant to think it doesn't. And we're all about inclusion, diversity. And studios have gotten better and all that. And even Disney has, despite the little snafu. We talked about Aladdin last week. They've
look,
done a really
I'm
going to
stop
job.
You. I just want to see good stuff. That's all I want to see.
Right. I agree. Doesn't matter. I don't care if it's
I
black,
care
white.
Less who does.
Make a good movie. Make a good movie. I mean, you want to give opportunities
right
to open the doors up for women and you know, I love Patty Jenkins this year, getting a big budget and all that, and she went and look if she did. Other black directors of course, and you know, I forgot his name, but he won the Oscar last year, Moonlight. We got Ryan Coogler doing the Marvel movies now. So, you know, we just want the opportunities to come about and make good movies. Also, make good movies. And it's not about race. You gotta let that go. And we'll get into a little bit of the Oscars. A couple of things already kind of been thrown out. About that and some of the nominations and whether it be race related or not. And Mike, we talked about this, I think, last year when 2 years ago the Oscars were being accused of, you know, all white and yada yada yada, and then the next year every movie had a black person being nominated just so they can clean up their image, right, or whatever the case is, which I thought wasn't the right way to go. Nominate what's the best, you right. know. The issue is not who's being nominated, it's just the lack of opportunity. That's the problem. That's all there is at the end of the day. But yeah, so that's it's gonna control it. So hopefully, you know, I mean, this one, it's not gonna go away anytime soon, or whatever the case is, and we'll forget about Nonique in a couple of days, and we probably forgot about her already.
I say again, who?
Exactly. Damn, Nonique, get out of here! $500,000, poor thing. Only getting $500,000. Oh my God, what's she gonna do? Where's she gonna eat?
Yeah, for real, man.
Out of here. Garbage.
She needs to go on a diet
it's
now.
Great cash,
she
homie.
she won't be able to eat as much now because she only got 500,000. So she'll lose some weight. I'm just saying, dude. I don't know. Who knows? I'm rooting
for her. I
thought
she already had that thing.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I got to see a picture of a lady. I know she was a hefty woman. Maybe she's lost weight. I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, let's move on from that. That was the best for the week. Let's get into some of the good stuff. Let's talk about the Super Bowl of movies, obviously, which coincides with the Super Bowl, of course, where we're forced to yet see another Tom Brady appearance. Yada, yada, yada. Tom Brady's reminding me of Meryl Streep. He just show up and you're going to get nominated. That's just kind of how it is now.
TB12,
baby. To the Super Bowl. Whatever. But either way, well, whatever. Well, you know, Super Bowl notwithstanding.
Stupid Jaguars.
Stupid Jaguars are the worst. But moving on from that, let's focus on the Super Bowl movies. Of course, that's the Oscars. This is the, you know, the coup de grace, if you will, of the award shows. We've seen a lot of them come and go. The Golden Globes, the SAG, Directors Guild, blah, blah, blah. And we got the nominations that came out yesterday. So we want to get into it. We want to get some predictions, get you guys' thoughts. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, I think I was 90% last year, Mike, if you remember that.
Yes.
And I think I only missed about 80-something percent my predictions 2 years ago. So if you bet any money on it, this is the time to grab a paper and pencil, write this stuff down, go get paid, and thank yours truly when you have the opportunity. So let's run some of this list down. We can start with a big one. Let's start with a bang here. We got starting with the best picture category, and of course nominees. We got Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Chewy, I know you haven't seen most of these, which surprised me because, you know, it's been known you only see good movies.
Unfortunately, they don't come out on Netflix fast enough. So, I mean, out of that list, I've only seen Dunkirk.
That's it.
But I'm putting my money on Shape of Water.
You think Shape of Water is taking it?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, Mike.
I think Shape of Water is a good movie. I don't think it's going to win.
Well, what do you
I'm thinking Phantom Thread or...
Really?
It's not going to be Three Billboards.
Wow, okay. So you think Phantom Thread, who's your sleeper?
Probably.
If it's not Phantom Thread.
Phantom Thread.
But who's your, if it's not Phantom Thread, who's your sleeper here? And Chewy, who's your sleeper?
I love Get Out, but I don't think it's going to make it.
No, yeah.
I would say I'd probably go Darkest Hour.
Really? Yeah, you're way out there.
It's supposed to be really good, but no.
So Darkest Hour is a good movie. I don't know if it was that good. It was just a great performance, which we'll get into in a little bit. I mean, phenomenal performance. I got to say, I'm riding this wave. These are good movies. I mean, first of all, yeah, Get Out shouldn't be on this list. Let's just get that out of the way right now. I love Get Out. Great movie, one of our favorites this year, but no. I would love to have seen Logan there. I knew that wasn't going to happen. Sure. So let's not kid ourselves. Of course. Let's be real. Logan probably deserved to be. If you compare Logan to Get Out, you're taking Logan 10 times out of 10. It's just, you know, I don't think that's a fact. So, whatever. Lady Bird was okay. I haven't seen Phantom Thread in The Post. I haven't seen, but I'm sure it's typical. Streep and Spielberg, I've seen it 1,000 times before. But my money's on Three Billboards, man. I think it's got the momentum. Yeah, I think that one's going to take it. And I do have my second choice will be Shape of Water. But I think that's getting a lot of attention as well. But I just got to think about Three Billboards, man. I don't know what it is. You know, sometimes those movies just gain steam and people are talking about it. And look at how many times it was nominated. It passed the smell test as far as it winning the award this year. So I'm going to go with that. That's going to be my choice.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Lady Bird.
No, not Lady Bird. No, if anything, Shape of Water takes it. I think Shape of Water is the next one. But it's going to be interesting because there's only one really one. There's two categories which are just absolute locks. And this is one of them. That's the lead actor. We got Timothée Chalamet in Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis, What Else Is New, in The Phantom Thread. Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, and Denzel, What Else Is New, from Roman Israel Esquire. We'll start with Mike this time around. Just thoughts on the list. Like, who? Pick a name that doesn't belong there, and then give me your winner.
The Get Out guy for doesn't belong, and Daniel Day-Lewis is going to take it because it's his last movie, supposedly.
Wow, really? Okay, Chewy.
Gary Oldman, hands down, in the conversation.
Yeah, it's Gary Oldman's a lock. He's a lock.
And loaded.
We'll locked that up. He is so good in this movie. He carries that flick. The movie's okay, but it's fine. Dude, he carries that thing. Plus, he's never really won the award. Sometimes they combine his lifetime achievements with his lead actors. You've seen it before. Like Denzel, Pacino, who didn't get the best performances and still won because they just got shafted in the past. I smell that here with Gary Oldman. He's got momentum. I don't see how he doesn't win. I don't. And you're right, dude. Get Out, Daniel. Really?
Really? It's a great movie, but no.
I love the movie. I do. And I'm not shitting on Get Out, but calm down. This is one where I think, well, Hollywood, there's some rumblings about they wanted to, you know, the whole inclusion, and it kind of threw Get Out in there because of the subject matter and, you know, and Jordan Peele. And I don't know, man. I don't get it. I love that movie, but it's gotten a little bit overboard. He's not going to win, so I guess ultimately it doesn't make a difference because it is Gary Oldman's, and that's just all there is to it. Lead actress, this is one that's hardly contested. We got Sally Hawkins in The Shape of Water, Frances McDormand, Three Billboards, Margot Robbie, Itania. Cerise Ronan, mispronouncing that, crazy Lady Bird, and Meryl Streep. What else is new?
From the host. Again.
Hey, what else is new? Good list, good stuff in here, man. This is actually tough. Chewy, front runner. I know you haven't seen most of these, but
I'm gonna go Margot Robbie.
Interesting. That's kind of a dark horse for me. That's a dark horse. I don't think he's gonna win, but it's a dark horse. I heard he's really good. That's the one I haven't seen. Mike.
I'm going to go with Lady Bird.
Really? Wow. I'm going McDormand. Like in Three Billboards. She was great, dude. She was really powerhouse in that.
I love
her. If it's not her.
She's fantastic.
She's great, and she's great in that movie. She's awesome. Sally Hawkins is the next one up. But I could see Margot Robbie. If you throw me a sleeper, man,
You never know.
But I think, you never know, but I think it's Frances McDormand. I think she's the one that's going to take it and deserve it. She was great. Supporting actor, Willem Dafoe in The Florida Project. No one in Florida saw that movie, apparently. Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards, Richard Jenkins, Shape of Water, Christopher Plummer, oh, God, All the Money in the World, and Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards Outside of Missouri. Mike, thoughts on this list? Who's winning?
Probably Three Billboards, I'm thinking.
Well, Harrison or Rockwell?
Harrison.
Wow, okay. Chewy?
I'll go the guy from Shape of Water.
Richard Jenkins. Very good.
Yeah.
Both guys are wrong, but it's a good choices. I'm torn here. I'm going with Sam Rockwell for now, but I reserve the right to change to Willem Dafoe.
I love Willem Dafoe.
I love Willem Dafoe. He's great. And I haven't seen his movie. I heard he's great. His movie apparently got nominated, so he has to be good. I assume he's good.
I haven't seen the movie.
Sam Rockwell is great in this movie, man. Woody Harrelson is good too, man. I mean, I love Woody Harrelson, but Sam Rockwell just—he had more screen time, and he had more impact on the movie itself. I gotta say though, Christopher Plummer, oh my God, what is he doing in this list? And why in the world was not Patrick Stewart giving a little love here, dude? If anything, if Logan deserved
you,
nothing else, it should have been Patrick Stewart.
He was great
Stewart.
In that movie. He was
criminal. Awesome. Criminal.
It is criminal. I'm not saying he was going to win, but he should have been in there. Plummer, I like, but I think he got nominated because of all the controversy. He did it in 2 weeks, whatever it is, and he's tossed his name in there. But damn, Patrick Stewart got shafted. Poor. I mean, Logan, I knew Logan, best movie wasn't going to happen.
Logan
I get
shafted.
It. Look, get shafted. But I mean, Patrick Stewart, but there's one. If you had to choose one, he'd be the one I would have picked over anything else, even Best Picture. I thought he was awesome, but. Whatever. Again, he probably wasn't going to win anyway, but a little love. And we'll get into that in a second as far as it seems that the Academy has a hatred for two kinds of movies, and we'll get into that in a second. Supporting actress, you got Mary J. Blige, a surprise in Mudbound, Allison Janney, Itania, Leslie Manville, Phantom Thread, Laurie Metcalf from Roseanne fame, Lady Bird, and Octavia Spencer. Let's get to the point with what else is new from The Shape of Water. Chewy. I know you actually see Mudbound. I know you've seen that. Which I did see, was actually a very good win. Who's your top there? Who top female dog there?
The one from Mudbound.
Jay Blige, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's all the movie you saw.
Exactly. Probably.
That's fair. Hey, it's a good performance, though. She's really good, man. She really is surprisingly good.
I'm going to go with Laurie Metcalf.
Wow, that's my sleeper. I'm going to go with Allison Janney. Wow. I haven't seen that, Tanya, but I keep hearing...
I heard good stuff about it, too.
The wave of momentum I keep hearing. I just kind of stick with that. Best director. This is an interesting one. Nolan, Dunkirk, finally. Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig, Paul Thomas Anderson, Phantom Thread, Guillermo del Toro, Shape of Water, and Jordan Peele from Get Out. Mike?
I think it's going to be PTA.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Chewy?
I'm torn between two, but I'm going to go with Del Toro.
And Chewy finally got one right. Del Toro's going to win this. I don't see how he does it, to be honest with you. It's his to lose. I mean, it was a great, fantastic directed film. There's a lot of good ones. I love Christopher Nolan, of course. PTA is always good. I haven't seen.
I just that don't think he's gonna that Chris Nolan's gonna get that. I don't think so.
Chris Nolan's not gonna get it. He's not gonna win that. He was great. He got nominated though, and I'm fine with that. But it's Del Toro. He is this. Jordan Peele was here it is again. I mean,
I think the Lady Bird Girl might have a shot too.
She has a shot, but I just don't see it. And Jordan Peele shouldn't be there at all. I mean, why isn't the guy from Three Billboards in there? I mean, he's got three actors nominated. His movie's nominated. Yeah, he's not in the picture. And they put Jordan Peele. I mean,
yeah, no.
Really? Okay, whatever. Again, he's black. He's got to be in there. I've heard those discussions online. I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is. But he's not going to win anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. And then the last one we're going to do, well, actually, you know what? I want to do adapting screenplay because finally we got some love here. And I just want to focus on Logan. Finally got some love. The first comic book movie ever to be nominated for this category. So that's kind of a big deal. Not to be outdone by the fact that it got shafted in the other categories, but whatever. But good for it, man. At least it's got something. You know, it got something. It was probably not going to win, but give it credit for that. But I didn't want to mention that. But the other big category, which is the other lock, is the animated feature movie.
Stop the conversation. We know what we're gonna all say.
It's Coco. The Boss Baby.
It's Ferdinand, Coco. And it's Coco.
Ferdinand, really? I mean, this is what we have. I mean, it was that bad of a list. And
Stop. Wasn't John Cena in Ferdinand?
Yes,
he was.
Okay, so there you go.
The bull, yeah.
And nobody saw him. But the Boss Baby. I mean, come on, really, dude? Where's the Lego Batman?
Love for Lego Batman.
Tell me, Lego Batman is not better than Boss Baby?
Wasn't Ferdinand? That good. It wasn't good.
What wasn't good? Lego Batman?
Yeah.
Versus the Boss Baby? Really, dude?
Seriously?
Boss Ferdinand? Baby is terrible too.
That's a losing argument, man.
Come on, dude. Because this is the second time Lego got shafted.
Coco's gonna win. Who cares?
Oh, Coco's gonna win. It's hands down. But apparently, the Academy doesn't like Lego, man. Because the Lego movie came out, the original Lego movie wasn't nominated, and it should have been. I probably should have won that year.
They don't like comedies, bro.
Yeah, but it's animation.
They just don't like comedies, man. Well,
Boss Baby is not a dramatic feat here. I mean, it's the Boss Baby. I love Alec Baldwin. I really do. But the Boss Baby is the Nonique of animated movies.
I can't stand Alec Baldwin.
let's call it what it is. So they have a hatred for Lego movies, and the Academy has a hatred for comic book movies.
Last time I liked Alec Baldwin in a movie was Glengarry Glen Ross.
Good Lord.
Wow, that long? I wouldn't have time to get into that, but...
Yeah.
I mean, don't be wrong. I mean, he exploded in TV like in 30 Rock, which is genius. Right. But
it's not genius. But yeah, it's terrible.
He's genius in that show, dude. I mean, he's no Boss Baby, but he's still pretty good. but I mean, I just want one thing. I mean, as far as this, because if a movie like Logan, like Dark Knight wasn't nominated either, but Dark Knight, that wasn't the year when it was the last year when they only had 5 nominees. If they would have had 10, up to 10, I'm pretty sure that would have gotten there. But it didn't, for the record. It is what it is. Logan, I thought, would have just the best chance for a comic movie to get some respect. I mean, it's just something that's just never going to happen. I mean, is it going to get better than Dark Knight? Is it going to get better than Logan? I don't know. I hope it does, because that means we have
no hope.
If it does, great, but does it really need to? I mean, it's just an inherent bias against that type of genre, and it's going to take one to finally crack that shell, but, you know, it's gonna take a lot longer than we're willing to wait for it to happen.
It's never gonna happen.
It'll eventually happen because
it has to happen.
The Academy members do die and new blood does come in. You know, some progressives on that table.
Well, yeah, I mean, more millennials in there.
Progressive is the right term, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, man, I mean, how good do you have to be to get in there? I mean, Get Out, I mean, really? I mean, great movie. I liked it a lot, but Oscar nominated?
Overcompensation.
I mean, that's just, exactly. I don't know, man. You're right, man. I don't think we're ever going to see it. And not to say every superhero movie, it deserves to be the good. It does. Even the good ones are not Oscar worthy. I get it. But every so often, the one pops out, you're like, okay, this is the one.
Oh, Winter Soldier was great.
Which one?
Winter Soldier.
It was great, but I wouldn't put it as far as like an Oscar.
Logan
deserved to be in that conversation. I'm not surprised it was nominated, but it is a bias. It's unfortunate. I'm kind of curious to see down the road which is the one that's finally gonna crack that. You know, which movie it is, because it's gonna be one hell of a movie. Right. It's gonna be one hell of that or a year where everyone sucks. We have the Boss Babies of, you know, non-animated films in there. You know? The live version of Boss Babies being nominated for Oscar, and maybe then we'll see a time in there. But whatever, it is what it is. But, you know, so we'll see. I mean, those are the predictions. Those are the categories we're focused on. I think it's in a couple weeks, the Oscars. Am I wrong in that? Towards the end of February?
I thought it was March, but whatever. Yeah.
Is it March? I don't know. I forget the date. But either way, let's see how the predictions go. I want to keep my streak going here, being above the 85 percentile and all that. So let's see how that works. But let's move into a couple of small things. We haven't done this in a while. We'll bring it back here. Movie Tinder. Of course, this is where we take the smaller subjects and I'll present it to you guys. And you guys are either going to swipe left or swipe right for approval. So we got three of them this week before we get into a new segment. The first one, of course, you know, a week is not complete without Warner Brothers DC News, right? I mean, it has to be. So the back in the mix here. And they apparently got... the directors for the upcoming Flashpoint movie. DeLay and Goldstein are the names. These are the guys who famously brought to everyone's delight, or lack thereof, the remake of the National Lampoon's Vacation. Chewie.
Oh, God.
What are you swiping here?
I want to swipe right because, I mean,
subject matter.
It's yeah, but... Gee, man, this decision is like swipe left. Was everyone else too busy?
Apparently.
Where they only paying them $500,000 each?
Apparently, these are the Moniques of directors.
Obviously, I don't know the full breadth of experience or work or what they've done, but if they're basing on that, I mean. Jesus Christ.
I know. I mean, Mike.
Like the comedy of comedies and was successful, okay, but it was Vacation.
I know. Which is a horrendous movie. Mike, before I get into my thing on it, I'm assuming you're swiping left on here.
I'm swiping right because I'm the ultimate DC mark.
That's so all. You're swiping. Wow. Okay, so what?
I love the story, the Flashpoint storyline, so. I'm
gonna
be there.
I mean,
hey,
I like
if it sucks,
too,
I will call
him
on it.
I mean, I'll get a 10-year-old to write. I'm not gonna get excited about it.
Right.
I mean, they gave us Vacation. I mean, don't be wrong. Vacation was fun. It was great. Okay, let's give these guys a chance. And don't be wrong. It doesn't mean this movie's gonna suck. It doesn't. It could be great. Maybe they can do that. You know what the Russo brothers did, coming from comedy and TV, and then they blew out of the park with Winter Soldier and Civil War, and maybe that's what we get here. And they got the second movie coming out. I'm actually going to watch it on the 7th, Game Night. The trailer looked kind of funny, so maybe that movie at the park.
Oh, yeah, with Jason Bateman,
Rachel McAdams. Maybe that movie is hilarious. And okay, fine, the Flash is in good hands, but if that movie sucks, wow.
Yeah, then,
In some serious trouble. And I don't know, maybe one of the brothers has seen Game Night already, and they were... please what they saw, I don't know, but we're talking about guys like they're talking about Zemeckis directing this, and we go from him to these guys.
I don't get it.
If you get two comedy guys, bring in Lord and Miller.
Yeah, for real.
Right. I mean, bring those guys in, and they were rumored to do this movie like a few years back before they took the Han Solo job.
Yeah, that's right. So
we've had a few
famous
big time left year. This is a wait and see situation, but that news does not inspire any confidence from a studio that needs to inspire confidence moving forward. Second one, the trailer. A couple of trailers dropped. I just want to focus on this one. Tomb Raider trailer, the official, the pink one, the long first, like the feature length trailer. Mike, left or right here?
Why left, buddy?
Not your cup of tea, huh?
No, I didn't like it.
And
I'm a fan of the genre.
You're a fan of what genre?
Like video game adventure genre? Yeah, that kind of thing.
I'll give you the adventure, but I hope you're not referring to video game movie genre.
No.
Oh, okay. Just want to get clarify. Right, left and Mike.
Indiana Jones type crap.
Okay. No, okay. That's fair. That's fine. That's fair. Chewy?
I didn't even watch it.
Well, you know what? I will say that. I will say this. Yeah, you didn't miss much.
I'll still watch it on Netflix, but I'm not going to pay money or have a dying to go see it or anything like that.
Oh, no, not at all. I was kind of hoping, like, maybe this is the one. Every comic, every game movie is like video game movie.
Yeah, is this the one? Is this the one? No, this ain't the one.
This ain't the one. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I really do, but no. And then the last one, we got, I'll throw some Spielberg in here. He's deciding on which movie he wants to do next. Mm-hmm. And it's either between West Side Story, I guess. Or, it doesn't get any better. Hold on, guys. Or Indiana Jones 5.
Choice of those two, I'm swiping on Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I agree with Chewy.
Anyway, no offense to West Side Story, but, Dr. Jones, man.
I'm going left on both, man.
You call him Dr. Jones.
I love me some Indiana Jones. The last one was not good. And, dude, Harrison Ford can barely walk, bro. How's he going to do? I mean, we talk about adventure movies. You can't do an adventure movie with a guy who can't be in an adventure.
Geriatric.
I mean, unless he's chasing his house is with big balloons, he meets some little Boy Scout somewhere. That's about the only thing I want to see an old guy in. I don't want to see Harrison Ford trying to run around here. He's approaching 80 years old, dude.
Dude, have you seen Blade Runner yet?
Not yet. I saw him waddling around in Star Wars, limping around.
That was
so
terrible.
I love Han Solo, but it's just my God, dude. Which means they're gonna bring in some young guy, not Shia LaBeouf, thank God, or someone else. God, that's a disaster. But someone else can be a sidekick or take on the mantle, and then he's gonna pass it on. I don't know what they're gonna do with it, but I'm not excited about either one. I really am not. And I love
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He wouldn't do that. And he's not the right fit. I love DiCaprio, but not let's get rid of that. So that's all the movie tender we got here for today. We're gonna debut a brand new segment here. I want to call the Daniel LaRusso segment. That's right, the best around. This is what we're doing here. We're taking the best of the best. We're going to do a version of our top movies categories. We are doing the superhero genre. We're going to start with the top 10 superhero movies of all time, because obviously that's the flavor of the month with the superhero movies these days. And I want to plan for about two or three of these a year, the special list. We're not doing it all in one day. We're going to talk about a couple movies each segment. And so about 4 or 5 weeks from now, we end up with the number one. I'm going to decipher which is the actual best movie in this particular category. How we come up with this list? Well, I took a special, took a panel, if you will, a census between 25 distinct individuals, fellow movie pundits, fellow movie nerds, if you will, comic book movie fans. And I had each of these 25 individuals, us included, us three, and to come up with a list of top 15 superhero movies of all time. Took the list, compiled it, obviously looked at where each movie was ranked, how many percentage of these movies were actually ranked in certain spots, et cetera, et cetera. Took me a while, a few hours, but I finally compiled the list. So I'm very excited to talk about these movies. Chewy and Mike don't know what the list are. They're not gonna know the placement of these movies until I actually bring them up on the air. So we're not going to start with the top 10, though. We're going to do those that just missed the cut.
So close.
So almost there. And as far as the honorable mentions, if we're going to talk about a few of these movies and where we had them in our own personal list, whether we agree, sure had they been left off the top 10 list or not. And it's funny because I looked at all these lists, and like I said, it was about 25 of them, about 26, 27 to be exact. And man, you see a lot of the same movies in seven placements. You see a lot of surprises in there, and it's kind of interesting to see where some of these movies fell. And I gotta say, of even four movies that were released this past year, which shows how good a year it was in superhero movies, made the list in some form or another. So we'll start with some of the ones. These are the honorable mentions of honorable mentions. We're not gonna talk about these movies, but these are some of the movies that got at least that were in at least 15 and 25% of all the lists. And some ranking in 2-1 to 15. Movies like Unbreakable, Man of Steel, Watchmen, X-Men Days of Future Past, which surprised me, Spider-Man Homecoming, Superman 2, Blade, and The Crow. These were in people's lists, but again, only about 25% of them. They were ranked pretty high in those respective lists, but it just wasn't enough voting for them. As far as the honorable mentions, so let's get into this, guys. So I'll start with one of them. This is the one that just missed the cut. So if you're gonna rank it, call it 11, and that's Spider-Man 2, of course, the Sam Raimi. Did anybody have it on the? I didn't have it. I had it. My list is 14.
I had it at 10.
You had it in the top 10.
Yeah.
Chewie, did you have it?
It wasn't even on my list.
What? Really?
Okay. Well. What? Come on now, hold up. Well, Mike, start with you real quick. Just, I mean, because you had the highest. You had ranked the highest. So talk about this, Mike. Give us some of the things of why this movie is a top 10 movie, in your opinion. You had it that high.
First of all, Alfred Molina was awesome. He was great. I just thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a well-done movie.
I agree, man. Molina was a great villain. I mean, I still think Spider-Man 2 is the best of the Spider-Mans, even above Homecoming. I liked Homecoming. And I know, Chewie, I know you had Homecoming ranked pretty high. I think that was in your top 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Are you kidding
That's
me?
Correct. No, I'm not kidding you.
No, he had in his top 10. I forgot what number it was, but he had his top 10. I told me it was a little too soon to put it in
there. Seven or eight.
And it's right, because Homecoming was ranked on average. It was a 9.25 on everyone's list when I averaged it out. But again, one of the 25% of made on the list. So it just wasn't.
I didn't have it on my list.
I had it. I didn't have it either. I had it. If I were to rank it, I'd probably rank it in the 20s. You know, that's a fair number. But Spider-Man 2 is great, man. Chewie, you don't like Spider-Man 2?
I don't like any of those first iteration of Spider-Man. I can't watch them. If they're on TV, I swipe left. I go somewhere else, honestly.
Wow, really?
And I do. I mean, I'm sorry, man. They've not held up. And obviously, there's been so many Spider-Mans now. And those are, it's just like, no, they're not really good, man. I mean, Tobey Maguire was okay, honestly. Oh. I mean, if you're gonna base it on the best villain, well, okay, fine. But I mean, Spider-Man is your steak and potatoes, man.
It was a well-made movie.
I agree. I mean, I had it at top 10 at some point. It got dropped down, but I love Spider-Man 2. The villain's great. Tobey Maguire is fine. He's not the best on-screen Spider-Man. I'm not disagreeing with that. But this movie has such great emotional weight to it. Really well done. Really well crafted. And it just wasn't as you're right, Molina. I think he carried that movie.
He really did.
And it was a great character. You know, he was a scientist and did the tragic thing. He turned evil with the arms. That Sam Raimi did a great job in that one. I think for me, it deserves to be in the conversation. Not top 10, but I know Mikey had it there. And I don't have a problem with that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The second one, which was right there, was Batman Begins.
Wow.
This one was really close. This one averaged at about 10.6. So it was ranked high on a lot of lists. And this was in over 70-some percent of the list. So a lot of people thought highly of this. I actually had this at 12, so it kind of fit. Did you guys have this on the list?
I did.
Not on my list.
I had it on 5.
Oh, you had it that high? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I liked that movie a lot.
I love Batman Begins. I think it's great. And I think it came at a time where I think it relaunched Batman, of course. Batman was like in the dumpster, right? We had Batman,
right.
Robin, Batman Forever was horrendous. And then this one, I wasn't expecting much when this movie came out. Christopher Nolan wasn't the name he is now at that time. And I thought he killed him, man. I love Batman Begins. And I think out of all the Batman movies, it really is. It's the most, from a narrative standpoint, it's the best structured movie out of the trilogy. It's not the best one, but just from a narrative standpoint, it's great, man. Christian Bale, that was a great Batman. You know, it lacked a great consistent villain throughout the movie, which is why I didn't rank it in the top 10 when I was looking at it. We had, you know, we had Ra's al Ghul, but he was in the beginning, towards the end. So, you know, in between, it was really a true origin story about Batman, and so well done, because this is one where it was more about the psychology behind it. It was grounded for the most part. And we had, and this changed. Everyone wants to do a grounded superhero movie at that time. Chewie, you have in the list. I'm surprised, dude. Why? I'm kind of curious as to why, dude. I mean, I just.
No, I mean, obviously, I was comparing the trilogy, and I picked the best one, the by far. The trilogy. And I forget number three. I mean, two was so above, Head and Shoulders above the Batman Begins. Obviously, that's very high on my list. And I was just so many other movies to pick from that I couldn't justify putting Batman Begins on my top 15.
Fair. A couple more we got. And this is, speaking of Batman, we had a Batman, the original movie. This one actually ranked even higher than Batman Begins and ranked even higher than Spider-Man.
Good lord.
It was less than 50% of the list. So when it was in there, it was ranked pretty high, which surprised me. But it just wasn't in a lot of the lists. I mean, I love Batman, the original, when I grew up. But that movie doesn't, for me, doesn't hold up.
No, it doesn't. It absolutely does not hold up.
It's campy.
I
think Batman Returns is better than the original Batman.
Maybe.
Neither one's on my list, but I'm just saying.
Batman Returns didn't actually make some high-ranking lists, but it was like less than 10% of the list, maybe 12%. Right. But either way, it was great. It was a huge blockbuster. Michael Keaton's awesome, but Jack Nicholson, of course. But you're right. This is a classic movie where you watch as a kid, like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever seen. And then 10 years later, you're like, what the hell was I thinking? Not to say Batman's a bad movie. But it doesn't hold a candle. It didn't age well at all.
No.
I mean,
it's like the makeup job in that movie, dude. Very.
It's not good. Moving on from that, we had Incredibles, which I actually had in my top 10. I had it at 7. I don't think Chu, you had it.
I didn't put any animation because I didn't have it either.
I just love Incredibles.
I'm not putting animation in this category. It's just that's my line that I didn't cross.
Yeah, this one was about 35% of the list, and it ranked as high as 8. I mean, it was ranked, the average ranking was 8. So it's one of those sink or swims that people loved it or people that just didn't have the list at all.
Yeah.
I loved Incredibles, man. It's such a great movie. And I think it's great too.
And if I would have considered it, it would probably be top 10. But I didn't consider it.
No, that's fair. And that's fair. I mean, that's a good. The argument is there. Do you consider that a superhero movie? I do. Best is me personally. I love that movie. It's so good. I can't wait for the other one to come out. Another one, and two more we'll go over. The first one is Thor, Ragnarok. Let me rephrase. That one was ranked pretty high, but again, and made less than half the list. But I get the average ranking was 9.85, so a lot of people had it in the top 10. I like Thor Ragnarok. It's one of those movies I have to see again before I decide where I'm placing it.
Yeah, I've only seen it once, so it's hard to gauge and grade it. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, it didn't make my list at all. Did you have it? Wow. I know Chewie didn't have it. Mike?
No. It was too soon for that one.
I had it at 9. I thought it was really good.
It's really good. I mean, I'm not faulting. If the film puts in the top 10, I'm fine with that. I get it. I'm not poo-pooing on that at all. Just for me, you're right. We haven't seen enough. I haven't seen enough.
Yeah, it's too soon. Too new.
I mean, well, I'm not going to say that because there's other movies I knew that made the list. But either way.
This one came in November. We're in January.
Oh, fair enough. That's fair. but I mean, it was a great movie. Absolutely. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, I loved it, man.
I'm going to see it again. And maybe like, okay, yay and nay as far as where its place in the pantheon of superhero movies. And the last one, which this disappointed me because I had this as high as number 6 on my list. And it didn't make a lot of lists. It was ranked fairly high, about 8.75, but it made less than 25% of the list, and that's Superman.
Wow.
The original?
I'm sorry, the original Superman.
Oh, okay, so 78 Superman?
The 78 version, Christopher Reeve. I mean, this is the granddaddy of them all, dude. This is, you know...
Yeah.
This is the one that started the you know, if you will, and this is the guy, the NBA player who says to young players, "Hey, y'all making money because of me." This is it. This is the movie. It's campy, but in a different way than Batman, the original Batman is campy.
Easy there, Wilt. Relax.
and he's the best version of Superman we've seen, in my opinion. I'm not saying the best version of the character. I'll rephrase it. How's that?
Okay,
the character Superman, what he's supposed to be, that's the best version of that character we've ever seen, and hopefully we can get back to. I love Superman. Anybody on the list? Just me? Mike, you didn't have
any?
I had Superman 2, but not Superman.
You had Superman 2 ranked pretty high, didn't you?
Yeah,
I remember that.
I love that movie.
You have it like, where is it?
Number 3. I love that movie.
I love Superman 2. I love Superman 2. I mean,
Neil before Zod.
Yeah, we all knew before Zod. You're right. I love Superman 2. For me personally, I like the original better, but I love Superman 2.
Superman 2 is, I love that movie. Every time it's on, I watch it. I can't stop. I'm like tractor beamed into it.
Wow.
It's great.
I like it. Like, but again, it holds up more than the Batman does, in my opinion.
Oh, it's excellent. It's great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not even close, man. Yes.
Actually, the acting work in that movie is really good. Look at who you got there. Reeve, Winger, and, Stamps. Yeah.
Oh, it's not good. Stuff. I forget Lex Luthor. Gene Hackman.
Yeah, Gene Hackman, and who? Otis. And his sidekick was
Otis.
What was that guy's name?
Oh my God, his name escapes me.
That was in Deliverance.
But what's the guy's name?
I don't remember his name. I'm too lazy to look at it right now. Yeah, but either way, but it had a great cast, and it actually those movies, despite the age of them, held up. And I was really hoping that season in the top 10 to get deeper into it, but it wasn't. But it is what it is, but those are some of the ones I missed. Again, Spider-Man 2, Batman Begins, the original Batman, Incredible Store, and Superman. Those were the best of the best. They got the leg was swept, if you will, on these movies.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg. But
wax on. Wax off.
I'm excited. Next week we're gonna start getting into the meat of it.
We're not gonna get no appetizer.
That was the appetizer.
Appetizer? That's just the in the menu, man.
Those were the scallops, if you will.
Can I get some bread and
that's
butter?
That's a crab rangoon.
That was the risotto. Before the wings come out, dude.
Beef Wellington bites, man.
Hey, dude, this is some good movies, dude. Is that weird?
I know.
But next week, what we're gonna do from this point forward is we're going to do 2 a week. So until we get to the top one, obviously we're gonna do number 10 and number 9 next week, and I guess if we'll get into as far as where it's on the list, why it's as good as it is, why it's there, why it shouldn't be there, what makes the movie as great. We think it's great anyway. Get there with their various opinions. I mean, some of these movies did surprise me as far as where they ranked in the list. Overall, there's like 2 huge surprises, I think, personally. And there is status quo. Of course, we all know what's gonna be at the top of the list for the most part. But we'll get into that. So tune in next week. It's going to be probably a 5-week thing. We'll do that, and then we'll see how it goes. I guess I'm excited to dive deeper into this and where these movies were ranked. And you'd be surprised at some of these movies and where people actually place them on the list. It's kind of appalling for me personally. And some of these movies at the top were omitted in a couple of lists.
Well, I mean, obviously, this is so highly subjective.
It is, but you'll see.
When I mention
these movies, and whether it be totally omitted a top 15, you'd be like, okay. But it happens. But I get it. It is subjective. It is what it is, and which is great about it. It just makes good discussion. Everyone loves who's the best here in sports. You talk about all the time who's the all-time greatest and blah blah blah. You know who's better than Tom Brady? Nobody apparently.
Just the Tom Brady.
It's funny because I told Chewy, remember this, it was 20 to 10, not to get too sidetracked, 20 to 10.
Yeah, fourth quarter, 10-point lead.
And what did I say? What did I tell you?
It's over.
It's over. That was my exact word. Yeah. I said, this thing is over. I wasn't even watching that. I just saw the score. 15 minutes left, all kinds of things. I knew it was going to happen. It's over. It's Tom Brady.
Look, dude, Tom Brady does. You got 11 Patriots, and then you got the 4 refs.
No, I'm not. I'm not even getting into that discussion. that those are things Nonique says. All right. But that's all we're gonna do today. I'm not gonna get too much into TV because we'll wait a couple weeks. There's some shows coming out. Let's get some episodes kind of similar so we can get a better discussion on this stuff. I know, Chu. I know your counterpart, right? If you want to talk about real briefly.
Oh yeah, definitely. Sure. First episode, J.K. Simmons. awesome performance. Two performances, two for the price of one. Very interesting premise, and the show started off with the bang, and will hook you in and keep you hooked. Watch it.
Yeah, that one's on Stars, right? Am I wrong with that?
That was on Stars on Sunday nights. That's correct.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely going to catch up on that one. We got a Netflix. I want people to keep an eye out for Altered Carbon.
Right. Next Friday, for Joel Kinnaman. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, he was from the Suicide Squad fame. I'm sorry, the Oscar-winning Suicide Squad fame.
And
House of Cards.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah, it was House of Cards. That's all I'm going to say about that show. either way, but we'll talk with a little more TV next week. We'll get into, obviously, more of the best of the best, and we'll get into more TV stuff and all that. Mike, anything before we sign off here?
No, I just want to say hi to all my peeps. Hi to Barbara Floyd for our intro and outro. Went and saw them last week. They were really good. Nice. Other than that, I just want to give a big shout out. What?
Just kidding.
Jeez.
Chewie's he's discriminatory against white band members.
Yeah.
Wow. They don't got those big mariachi hats, dude. He ain't for
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
he's not. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna shut up.
Chewie, what do you got?
Gonna watch some of my shows tonight on Sci-Fi, Magicians, and Happy. I think Happy has two more episodes, so
yes.
Maybe wait to the end so you can we can talk about the how over the top and how good that show is.
It's a damn good show.
Yes, it is. Very graphic, very extreme. It's out there, but it's good. It's different, and different is good.
Let me just say for a second about that show. Chris Maloney is fantastic. He's
oh my God,
awesome.
Man. Yeah. I mean, I remember him from The Wire, man.
Oh, yeah. That's
and that was out there at that time, too.
That was out there, yeah. That's true, true. And that one.
But that was just brutally graphic. That was just brutal and graphic. And this is always different. A little bit of fantasy element, but it's still it's funny. It's over the top. It's
a really
great.
Fun show. It's fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, good. Absolutely. That's all the time we got. I do want to thank Nonique again for her contributions to the show today. If it was up to me, I'd pay her $600,000. That's just me. I don't run Netflix, so that's not my decision. But thanks to you guys for listening again. We'll tune in next week. And you guys have a good night.
Awesome.
All right, guys.